Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Glad to have you back as we get you ready for the Bucks and the Celtics. Bucks have finally gotten this series back to two games apiece. We've gotten past the taco tragedy that was the Bel Air Cantina mishap with Giannis. And now we start to look forward to Games 5 and Game 6 as this series continues to move on. Nick Friedel, NBA writer for ESPN.com, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Nick, how you doing?
Bill, I'm good. It's good to be back with you.
Glad to have you. So, look, most of us thought this Bucks team was down and out and they were dead in the water coming out of that game last Tuesday in which they just played horrifically. Give me your thoughts as to what you've seen from this team and that and the ability to tie this thing up at two games apiece.
Well, I think they really, really fed off the energy within the Bradley Center. I mean, that's obvious in the way they came out and played, especially in Game 3. But the difference to me is all of a sudden you've got a couple guys you can count on the bench. And it's like you never want to see anybody get hurt. But John Henson goes down. Here comes Thon Maker, who has been really, really good for them. In small doses, and Dellavedova gets his chance. He's made a few really nice plays. And you're starting to see more from Jabari Parker, the type of play that you thought you'd see before the series began. So I'm as curious as anybody now if they can get that type of energy from those guys off the bench back in Boston in front of what will surely be a hostile crowd at the Garden tomorrow night.
Well, that was going to be my next question. I guess the biggest question I have is, can this team, not feeding off of a crowd's energy, but feeding off of their own, to be able to silence that crowd in Boston? Because, be honest with you, I mean, we had Jason Terry on last Thursday, and he said the biggest thing about this whole series has been the first two games were very, very physical in favor of Boston. The Bucks got a little more physical in Game 3 and 4, but they are also getting calls against them. I mean, the officials haven't done them any favors. Can they be physical there in Boston and still get away with it?
Yeah, I mean, that's always the catch-22 of any road team in a playoff series. And from what we've seen from the Bucks throughout the season, Bill, I mean, I think it's going to be really tough. It's not to say they can't, because they've got Giannis. And as Malcolm Brogdon said yesterday, I thought it was really good quote for where they're at. He said, no matter where the series goes, we know we have the best player in it. So that gives him confidence. Middleton has been really solid. But, yeah, I mean, can you play the same way? And when you're not getting the same whistle and the crowd's against you, I mean, we're going to find out just how mentally tough this team is in the next few days here. Because if you come into Boston and you find some way to win, I'm sure that place will be rocking in Milwaukee on Thursday night. So I think it all comes down to what kind of mindset are they going to bring in, because if they're getting help up and down the roster, it takes pressure off of Giannis. It takes pressure off of Middleton. But if they're not, like they weren't in those first couple games at times, then they're going to be in some problems in Game 5 there.
Right now, the way the rosters stand, and many nationally believe that the Bucks were a more talented team, does it still look that way?
It doesn't to me, and I know I'm in a minority there. I have not been impressed with the talent on the roster this season. I have not liked what I've seen after, of course, Giannis and knowing what you're getting most nights from Middleton. I mean, Jabari has the talent within him, especially offensively, but until yesterday, I didn't see much from him on a consistent basis defensively. You know, you gave Tony Snell, the Bucks did, 46 some odd million dollars. I still can't believe that they committed to him and that much for that long. John Henson and Dellavedova got big money deals. Are they big money players? So to me, just in my opinion, I don't see all that huge talent that I know a lot of national people believe, on top of the fact that Eric Bledsoe was supposed to be a difference maker for this team and take some pressure off those top-tier guys, and that hadn't been the case. I mean, some nights he's got it going on. Most nights, you're not sure what you're getting. And when you're trading a first-round pick for him and a guy who's under contract going into next season, that is a major, major question mark for a team that's trying to do everything it can to make Giannis happy into the future.
Were you surprised at the comments by Jabari Parker and then the fact on Thursday and then the fact that he comes out and plays so well in the game on Friday and plays well again in back-to-back games in the game on Sunday?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Jabari, I mean, I've followed his career for a while because I'm still based in Chicago. I watch him play at Simeon. I know he's a really smart guy. And to see the frustration come out the way it did, I mean, Bill, this is a guy who most times when you talk to him, you know, he gives you like 4 or 5 word answers, and they're repetitive. And you're going, "Come on!" I mean, there's certainly more depth in his personality than he likes to show publicly. And for him to air things out the way he did the other day, it did surprise me. But to his credit, he came out, he played very well in those next couple games, and I think that's such a huge key for Jabari. There's so much pressure on him to deliver now. And with the contract situation coming out this summer, he knows the time is now for him, and he's got to do it game after game. So another guy that I am really interested to see how he comes out and performs tomorrow night here in Boston.
Now, on our show a couple of weeks ago, when we asked him specifically, point blank, that the rumor out there was that it was some years of $54 million and $18 million a year, and as my partner Steve Sparky Pfeiffer finished the question, he kind of looked at us and went, "I wish." And we kind of looked at him, okay, that's not the number. He said, nowhere near the number the Bucks offered me. So what is his value on the open market, do you believe?
That is a truly a multi-million dollar question. And, you know, that's one of those questions, Bill. You walk in and you talk to a bunch of people around the league and you talk to 10 people, you get 10 different answers right now. I mean, Jabari, with his injury history, with the inconsistency he's had in his game at times, I can't tell you the right answer. I don't think there is one right now. We're not going to find it out for a couple months. I mean, again, just in my opinion, I'm not going to invest in somebody who has had those kind of knee issues. Whether you love his game or not, or whether you think he can get better or not, if it's me and I'm running a team, I'm not going to invest that much money and certainly not many years because I'm just not sure if he can be healthy. So knowing that, I think the Bucks have an incredibly difficult decision to make in the next couple weeks. I mean, however long the season goes, next couple months. But if it's me, I'm not bringing him back.
Still think the Boston Celtics get the series?
I do, but I'd be surprised at this point if it doesn't go seven. No matter how things go tomorrow night here, I think that these two teams are really evenly matched. It certainly helps the Bucks that Kyrie is not on the floor, but you know they have found a way to pull those last two out. I think it goes to seven, but I do think Boston pulls out in the end.
Nick, great to talk to you, pal. We certainly appreciate it. Enjoy your time in Beantown, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, you got it. Thanks
all right,
for
pal.
Having me on.
Talk to you later. There you go. Nick Friedel, you can read his stuff. He's the NBA writer for ESPN.com. You can read his stuff there. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.